This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
And then we're like, no, it can't.
Reeks.
It reeks. Like, it smells like what? And he's just like,
yo. It smells like what?
And he's like, it really smells up here. And then I walked upstairs. I was like, yo, it is dank. That's it. Man.
Everyone feeling themselves.
Let's get through it.
Chami, let me get a laugh. Julian. Jermaine. You feel the
smell
fucking
me?
Energy. You feel the fucking vibes. Raptors in five.
Yeah.
Raptors in six.
Let's do this.
Hey man,
five now.
Fuck all the intros. Let's get to cheering.
You know what it is, man.
You know what's in the unicorn.
What up, well, audio unicorn listeners? We cheer that reach.
Your cups.
I'm not drinking alcohol.
No, this is water.
That was water.
Damn.
Absinthe 7.
Fill that up.
Wait, hold on. You guys took a shot?
Yeah, a shot.
Oh.
That was
great. That was a good shot.
No,
I had water.
Yo. Nah, that was a good shot.
Because I finished my shit.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Bro, you guys poured me a fucking...
This is a drink.
A grown beverage. Yeah, this is...
You should have got a straw with this.
This is a lot of fun.
Do you want a straw? I can get you a straw.
Yo, actually, that'd be sick. Make sure the straw is paper, though, you know?
Yeah.
We popping lids this summer. We popping lids. Trying to stay green.
You popping lids,
man. Yo, you know what it is.
Save all the turtles.
Straight off the fucking back. Shout out to all my polar bears.
Woo! I'm feeling it.
Do that shit now.
I'm feeling it.
And don't forget about my fucking sea turtles.
Woo! Yeah. Watch when you put them fucking can holder together shits, man.
Yeah.
Shout out my fucking koalas. Yeah.
Koalas.
Jeez.
Ooh, welcome back to a band spranking. Welcome back to a
brand spanking. Too much bands.
That's it, man.
Bands.
Know what
spanking.
You know what welcome you know. Back to, man. Whatever.
Hey, yeah.
Welcome back to the shit, man. We here. I'm me. He him. They them.
That's all it is.
That's all it is, man.
Our manager is shaking her head right now, so
maybe
you should redo that.
All right, yeah. Welcome back to a brand spanking new episode of Random Order by 4YE Media. You know what it is, presented by Much Studios. It's your boy Jay, man, the most handsome. I'm out here. 360s on the way. Very close. I'm like 270 right now.
Yeah.
When I come through with the 360s, it's over.
Yeah, I can confirm. That's definitely a 270.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Baby Trey in the building.
Oh, man. That's my intro.
That's a real claps. Real claps. And you already know, Chami the Yummy.
Chami. Chami.
That's it. Chami the Yummy.
Chami.
Yo, who else we got in the building, man?
Oh, my God. This man.
Man.
First time on the show.
Ooh.
He's one behind time. The scenes of a lot of your favorite stuffs by us.
A lot of.
Speaking of Judge Tycho, episode 1 all the way to 7.
Jeez. Wait, was it 7 episodes?
Yeah, 7.
It was 7, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be 8.
She was on set at a GQ parody.
Sweating with us.
Ooh.
He was eating sushi with us at lunch. That's all I'm going to say. My man Julian in the building.
Hey, 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 hey.
Yes, sir.
Kid Studio.
Yeah, man.
That's a sick jersey right there, Julian.
You like it?
Yeah.
For our audio listeners, it says T
O
O.
O-N-T-O.
Yo, you know what's gonna age so well?
What?
When I say the Raptors are taking it tonight.
Ooh.
Yeah, game, what's it? What game is this?
Game 4.
Game 4, we're taking this tonight. It's gonna age so well. This is gonna age so fucking well. This
you know what age better?
What's that?
If I agreed with you.
Ooh.
I think there needs to be a bomb on that one.
Yeah, co-sign that one. This is gonna age so well. Game 4 goes to the Raptors. It goes directly to the Raptors. And this is going to age so fucking well. I can't wait for this shit to age because
like
of how well it's going
to
age.
The sickest direct deposit ever that just goes straight into your bank.
Yeah.
Coins on. I was looking for coins.
Yeah, man. Move the button.
Karate style.
Oh yeah, yeah. That should. That's,
all right. You know what? I wish it was a karate style button.
Yeah, man.
But this episode is going to be a short one because the game is going on.
Yeah.
The game is going on. Downtown is crazy.
Yo, we got a dub to watch.
Traffic.
We got a dub to,
you know, we got a dub to watch.
Niggas was late. We pulled up here late. We got to go.
My back is sweating for the audio listeners.
And y'all not going to get at me in these comments. Y'all not going to do none of that. This episode is however long it is because my niggas got to go. So
47 minutes.
Max. 20. Maybe 20.
Whatever.
If it's 20, don't be mad at me.
It might be like a 5.
It'll be a hot 20 though.
Are we doing high?
Yeah, that's it.
High 20.
That's a fucking ball.
That's it.
Yeah, man.
Yo, what's poaching?
Yo, you was talking about, just for the people that don't know you, you was talking about Kiss Studios, man.
Kiss like, Studio.
Yeah,
kids.
Yeah.
No S. It's only one. Yo, it's not plural. Niggas, you know
what it is.
He don't know what it is. He just found out what it is later.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah. This is my man's.
Yeah.
Talk to him about Kiss Studio.
I know.
What do you want to know?
Yo, man, not me. I know what it is. Man.
No, you don't. Kid Studio, it's basically 5 Asian guys. You know, we do some film production. We got 2 directors, Crystal and Glenn.
Shout out.
Oh, my
gosh.
We got 2 producers, me and Vince Tran, you know.
Huh, shout out Vince Carter.
Yo, we need a sound for that, too.
I got you every time.
This trend.
I got another one ready.
And then the last one is Red, our editor. You know, he chops up everything, like every single thing. He's like one of the best editors in the city, minus Jay. You know the vibes. And then we got a bunch of honorary members, you know, the ones that got the chains on, like Chami. He's got the chain. Tommy actually only has a chain because he hits like mad game winners for us, you know.
That's
like
false.
When we go to
don't call me out like that.
What do you mean? That's you saying you don't hit the game winners?
No, I swing it to you. I let you hit the game
true.
Winners.
That's true. Yeah.
If your mic's moving, you can tighten it with this.
No, I'm nervous. Right, that's why I keep like that's why I keep moving it. You know.
Last time we had, I think it was Ellie on the show, and like the mic kept fucking turning, so he's trying to adjust it.
Yeah.
He's like,
no, my bad. Actually, let me tell you guys first and foremost. Congratulations, because you guys had Ellie speaking English on this podcast.
No, I had no idea.
Like Ellie is my man, and he was speaking very articulate, and he was going into some really crazy things, but his English was A1. I think so. Ellie in 5, for sure.
Yeah, oh, Ellie in 5. Ellie got it on the back, man. Shout out to Ellie.
Yo, how'd you get started, though?
I actually wanted to know how you got started, man.
Okay, so basically, we started as a design studio. We were doing like graphic design, websites, and shit like that. And then one thing led to the next, and Vince and Glenn originally were doing music videos on the side for a bunch of artists in the city. And then one thing led to the next, and they got a call saying like, "Yo, we saw this video. Would you want to do a video for this artist that I'm working with?" Yeah. And it ended up being The Weeknd.
Oh, shit.
And then they slapped that video. It ended up being like a Toronto classic called King of the Fall. You can look it up.
As you guys
looking it up? You're looking? No, you're not.
I didn't know.
And basically, like overnight, we were just like a overnight, we were pretty much a production company from there. You know?
That's where it started.
King of the Fall was numero uno.
Yeah. So obviously, you know, you get a cosign like that, and you know, we were in a position to like really take advantage of it. Mm-hmm. And then immediately it was just video after video after video after video, and we had to like figure it out. And you guys were part of it pretty early when we did that Roy voice. Big up yourself. That was really early. We had no idea what we were doing. I still don't know what I'm doing, like to this day. But
I feel you figured
we figured it out. You know,
you nice at it,
though. I was gonna say you're nice at showing everyone that you're like nice at it, you know.
I wouldn't be able
to tell that you're figuring it out, you know.
Not every single day.
Some stupid shit, but yeah. For people that don't know, me and Jermaine and Julian were in the Roy Woods video. Guan, big up yourself. We had a little cutscene with Cardinal Official. Shout out to Cardinal, man.
Jeez,
yes sir.
yeah, and that was done by you guys.
And fucking, it was cool because I remember we were talking, like, after that, that's kind of like when we met, we became tight. You're like, yo, I want to do something with you guys. And we're like, yo, and the time's right. We just don't know what. Because we were afraid because we're like, yo, we got to go to these guys. Like, these guys.
Bro, it took 2 years. It took 2 years for us to, like, actually figure it out.
And it made sense. We went out to lunch. He paid for it. I'm like, oh,
yo, thank you. This guy's real.
This is what I thought. Like, oh, bro is serious. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to take my time.
Yeah, when someone buys you lunch?
Yeah.
It was not that serious. It was like three pizzas and what was that?
Yo, the bill was like 90 bucks. That was like 90 bucks.
Nah, yeah, it was like two bills, but whatever, you know.
And then he did the classic. All right, guys, but I gotta go. I don't, what y'all niggas doing? Like, I gotta be out, and I'm like, damn. Yeah, I
guess you guys weren't doing shit that day, anyway.
Nah. I was probably doing stuff.
Nah, I was chilling. Like, I do God stuff. Damn it, but nah, shit, man.
But yeah, since then it was we did Judge Tycho right after then.
Jeez,
you know that shit came out hard,
dude. That shit was fun.
People still ask about when we get more episodes.
Yeah, when are we doing season two, by the way? Is that like a coming soon thing?
When do you want to do it?
Let's do it just now.
Just now, then.
Just now.
That's a new release date. Just now. Judge Tycho, just now.
Hey.
Look out for that. Mark it on your calendar.
Mad script's about to be written.
Yeah, for real.
You write that down somewhere.
Yeah, man. Just put on a calendar. Just put in some blank area.
Did you do that shit in school, or did you figure it out just on the way? Like,
figure it out.
Self learn.
Figure it out.
Self taught.
Google.
YouTube.
Do your Googles. YouTube. Like, a lot of the stuff at the beginning was like, what is a call sheet? Yeah. How, like,
yo, literally me right
template
now.
Budget on Google kind of thing. Yeah. And luckily, we had like a really good group from day one. You know. Everyone was like super supportive, like no egos or anything. And, you know, it turned into a real career. So shout out everyone at Kid Studio. And yeah, that's just where we're at.
That's all it is, man.
I was going to ask, what's your favorite video that you guys have done?
Favorite video?
Chami Yami's Ghost Street 2.
Tommy, what's your favorite video that we've ever done? I could speak on that. My favorite video that we ever did was Future and The Weeknd. It's this track called Coming Out Strong. And we like booked out like Lower Bay Station, like the TTC and everything like that. And Future came in to the city and he was like super nice, and you know, everyone knows the stories about Future, and some people might think he's difficult, but A1 guy, like super gentleman. And basically, we didn't have enough time to film, like fill out all the permits for the TTC to allow us.
Yeah.
And basically, the TTC people were crazy nice about it. They're just like, yo, we'll let you guys film in this station if we can get a picture of my daughter with The Weeknd.
Oh, that's it.
And then we were able to do it.
Yeah, I'll be shaking. Yeah. Even on like smaller shoots, like we used to like book certain places, and then like we like only have like 2 hours, and then I'm like fucking shaking because like, we're running out of time, and we're not even halfway through the script. So I can't imagine that pressure.
No, it was crazy too. And we were filming it like in the station too. So Lower Bay Station is essentially under Bay Station, like at in Yorkville.
Yeah,
and it's an abandoned spot, but Future's whole crew was there. There was a whole EXO crew there. You know, they were lighting a few things, like a few candles and like a different, like, you know, a bunch of different aromas floating around.
Marijuana candles, if you will. If you catch my drift,
for the audio listeners.
Yeah. A blunt, if you catch my drift. Yeah.
Tokyo
Ganja.
Smoke.
Yeah. If you see what I'm saying, drift. You see where I'm going with it.
You know what I'm saying? But anyways, yeah.
And then we had this conductor come down.
He lit one up too?
No, like basically, okay. He was just like, bro, like it reeks upstairs. And then we're like, no, it can't. It reeks. Like it smells like what? And he's just like,
yo. It smells like what?
And he's like, it really smells up here. And then I walked upstairs. And I was like, yo, it is dank. Like really, really. It's like they hotbox the whole area. And you know, heat rises, right?
Yeah.
Like on some science. Shit.
So
like,
shit.
So like, ego starts from here, and then it like goes up like that. Yeah. So I walked through the whole station, and bro, everyone was probably high off that shit. Like,
it was loud.
Super Future, super man.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be real.
Future was hilarious, bro.
I'd still say King of the Fall was definitely my favorite one.
That's the one though. That's the one. That's the one that set the tone.
That was 5 days of 14 hours.
Yeah.
Every single day.
That was a really, really good video. Another video I like from you guys.
Hands down changed everything in video, to my opinion. A lot of people started copying once that dropped.
Mm.
A lot of people started copying.
It was just so Toronto.
Do you remember that that Kanye track, Last Call? It's at the end of College Dropout.
Last Call for alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically at the end, he's like talking about how he was like doing beats for Jay-Z and everything like that. He was talking to every label, and every label was like wanting their beats to sound like Jay-Z because they're dick riders.
Yeah.
Basically every label after King LaFall was just like, yo, give us this. Give us King LaFall vibes for our artists in Miami. And we're like, I don't know if we can do that, fam. Like,
so you see the Weeknd video did, right? Can you do the exact same shit?
Carry that.
Like, literally the same thing, here. Just cut Weeknd out and put this guy in?
Yeah.
And let's do that. Let's just nail that. Can we just nail that?
What if we just we really love what you guys do. And everything about it is like wicked, totally. And like the budget is like, we want it to be this, but like we only got this. But like,
you can make it work, right?
Yeah, you guys can do it, right?
Make it sick.
Just make it the King of the Fall, but like just add this person in there. And you're like, oh, okay, cool.
And then we get this.
Yo, five bills.
What do you mean? Five bills. Five bills.
Even the safe.
Reminder of my favorite video.
You just pulled it up, fam.
Yeah, no, like I like this because it was a different Weeknd, you know. This was like him breaking through some next shit, and then I saw you guys did it. I'm like, yo, this is wavy. Mm-hmm. And then obviously, of course, because of like everyone that was in it and shit, the shots, it was really cool.
Gang. Who's your favorite cameo in this though?
I probably was ASAP Rocky in the tunnel in this video. Was that the remix?
Yeah. He was like dancing.
I fuck with Rocky
with the doors up.
The doors up.
That was the hardest shot because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Who else was in here? Drake, Rocky.
YG. Boolin.
Who?
He said Boolin.
YG was Boolin.
They said Gold Link.
Travis was in there? Yeah, French was in there.
Crazy. I remember Frenchie in there. Cool. Yeah, you guys had like a
Bryson.
Lot.
Bryson was here. He actually came to Toronto to film that part.
Even the French video y'all did.
88 Glam was in there. XO Nav was in there, you know?
Holy.
Yeah, this is
Shrimp Tempura was in there.
Lamar.
Cash.
Lamar. Yeah.
Teddy Phantom, you know.
Jeez.
It was just a vibe. It was just a vibe. The PJ was out. It was just
PJ was out.
You guys going to PJ?
Not me personally. I'll tell you a funny story about this video though, because we were filming this while we were doing a commercial in Toronto.
Yeah.
So it was like the first time that basically Kid Studio is like a bunch of Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So it was the first time like we had to split the Filipinos to like different sides of the country.
Cool.
So half of us were here doing like a parka commercial. And then the other half was like in LA doing this. And then I got the hard drive back for this and I was so cheesed, bro. Cause I was here, like we're outside filming this like crazy winter commercial. And like, look at this. This is like
fucking sick. I'll cry.
It's pretty nice, though.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sick.
On the PJ, French is out there.
Oh, Lee.
Lamar is, like, racing. Like, they got all their whips out. Yeah, that's, like, iconic.
Yeah, video's a vibe. It was just, I don't know, like, I got that. Like, kind of everyone's just chilling. Everyone's happy and just, I don't know, just together, you know? Like, I got that sense of community from this video.
Yo, it's unity, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah, shout out the EXO crew because, honestly, when they hit us up to do this video, we were kind of just like, yo, hopefully we can get another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're, funny story, we're actually in a coloring session doing this, finishing up this video called Bounce Back for Big Sean, which was like the biggest video for us at the time.
Yeah, that was a huge video too.
And we were talking about it. We're like, yo, I wonder if we're going to get another video from Abel, right? And then maybe like 3 hours into our session, we get a text. He's like, yo, you guys want to do a reminder? And we're like, oh, shit. And this is like the most like Toronto track on that album.
Yeah.
So we're all like jumping for joy. So that was like a really big look for us. So shout out the whole EXO team, Lamar, the whole squad.
Yes, sir.
You know?
Did you guys do this?
The sun is out. The weather is nice. So you know that means we outside. That also means you won't need all those monthly subscriptions because you won't be in the house to use them. So, let Rocket Money get rid of them for you. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I can see all of my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of over 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/randomorder. That's rocketmoney.com/randomorder, rocketmoney.com/randomorder.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This video?
Which one? No.
This one. The one with the helicopter. And this, for our audio listeners, of course you guys can't see this.
Yeah, right now. You gotta come over to the video.
If you guys haven't seen this video, there's a helicopter.
Didn't they put an explanation on, like, why it happened?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a turbulence of the blades of a helicopter spinning this girl got injured on a hike. Bro, a woman. Why am I saying girl? 74 years old.
74, right?
Yo, she's spinning so
I would yak
fast.
Completely.
Yo, like, this is, I thought this was bad enough, but yeah, then, like, it kept going.
Bro, if you, like, scrub through to, like, this area on that shit, like, bro, like, look at how fast she's going there.
She's spinning.
And it's just warming up.
This is like,
we're just getting started.
Is she astronaut training here? Like, that's what it looks like, you know? Like, imagine all the G-forces in that thing.
She's going as fast as the blades.
Why is it so funny, though? Like, why?
It's funny. I was just like, yo, bro.
Yo, then they go wide.
They zoom out, they're like, you guys won't believe this shit.
Oh, bro, my God.
I can't even tell you where her head is right now.
Yo, how, yo. She yacked.
Yo, I just like, yo.
Yeah, she yacked.
She's more injured now, right? Yeah. Like, for sure.
Yo, let a fucking snake bite me, bro.
Bro, I know.
Bro.
Just drop me in the bushes.
But why isn't the helicopter moving? Like, is it waiting for her to settle? Or?
That's what he went. No, now he just said, fuck it. He's like,
I think they're trying to figure out why she's spinning. So then when they realize the closer she gets, it's getting worse, they're trying to bring her lower so it's easier for her. But then they realize that she has to unspin anyway because she's already been spinning.
True.
We should interview the fucking pilot. Yeah.
If you're watching this, you want to
what happened? Let me know your thoughts. Shoot me a DM.
Please let me know.
Yo, like the easiest thing I think would have been to just land it and like not be fucking extra.
Yeah.
Cool. Just like
and then
land it.
Put her in.
Yeah, it's less cool than like lowering a cable and clipping her up or whatever. But
yeah.
She maybe would have not spun.
Your man's
in the helicopter.
Yeah. And also, can you pour that Henny?
Faye Tanner, the human bandana. Can you get our man's downstairs?
Yeah.
Yo. A Faye Tanner!
The human fucking bandana!
Yo, Faye Tanner, why you do that? I'm going to occupy our guests for a little bit. If you guys want to turn your attention to me, I'd appreciate that.
Isn't it just a camera switch? Or are you telling me, oh...
Wow.
I won't let you see it.
That's it.
Anyways, man, this is just, I'm like an onion. This is just like one of my layers. So, anyways,
you got two layers.
Yeah. One
that's
or two.
That's a solid onion.
Yo, Chani, what you been on, man?
Yo, I just been chilling, man. A couple you things happening. I can't talk
about it. Pour that.
Oh, shit.
Pour that.
Yo, honestly, my chest is on fire.
From what?
From that.
Well, from that one?
Yes, bro,
Holy.
Who's that? Hey, let's go.
Mans are in the building.
New person in the building.
Yo, Ben, grab a unicorn cup in that closet.
Yeah.
Yo, hold on. What's his name?
Ben.
Ben is in the building.
Swan, take it to the chin.
Yo, we were just talking about EXO just now, too. So Ben is like... He's probably like the best.
I already know.
He's like the typography god
of
like the design universe, you know?
I never knew this many fonts existed until I met this guy.
Yeah, he's got all the subscriptions. You know how we like bootleg fonts? This guy, like, he's got a few, you know?
Yo, what's your favorite font? All-time favorite font.
All-time favorite font. All-time
Helvetica
New?
No.
Damn.
Helvetica Now.
Helvetica Now.
Anyone want?
It's an Arial Bold, yo.
Yeah.
Aerial Boulder is my go-to.
Yeah, I'm not Aerial Boulder.
Yo,
huh? New Roman.
No, that was my I used to be a Gil Sans man.
I'm a Tahoma
Gil
man.
Gil Sans. Yeah. Gil Sans.
Gil Sans. Tahoma.
Are you a Serif kind of man or a Sans Serif kind of man?
Sans Serif, for real.
Sans Serif, eh?
Yo, I thought,
oh, cheers. I thought it was an air cheers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bro, okay, air cheers. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yo, you guys don't do air daps when you're leaving parties and there's too many people?
Yo.
Sometimes I do, but some people, man, just come to you sometimes. Like, you'll be like, yo, peace. And
nah,
like,
if you do that with one, you got to do it with everyone.
Yeah.
With the air daps?
Yeah, the air daps. Just a general one, just air dap for everyone in the middle of the
night. Or just do this. Just do like
a good head nod is also good.
Easy dog.
Yeah. Oh, look, a peace sign. You're out of there. You're out. You're gone.
Head nod is okay.
Head nod is acceptable.
All men's. Yeah.
You feel glorious because you're like, all right.
Yeah,
you already know.
I'm like, yo, sometimes when you do that, and like, you know, when you're about to cut, and usually mans are like, yo, just stay for a little while longer, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes when it's like you're saying bye to everyone, and someone says, or someone doesn't tell you to come back. I'm kind of cheese, bro. Like, I'm like, yo, you don't want me to stay?
Oh, no, let me go. No, let me go.
You know what I mean? Like,
I feel you.
Like, yo, you don't want me to stay?
He's like, yo, obviously, y'all niggas want me gone. All right.
Okay. Y'all really going to let me leave 2 minutes in?
You're like trying to dab a guy, and he's like, yo, you going for real? Like, are you all sure?
All right. Yeah, it's
like, cool. No, it's always, for, yeah, one it's more drink. One more drink.
It's like, hand. No, it's like, come on top of it. Why are you gripping it?
Yeah, it's when they connect with you too fast, like, all right, I'm out. Yeah, all right, man, I'll see you. I'm like, damn, nigga, like, let me rock for a little bit.
Yeah, for real.
And he gives you the second hand.
Oh, the second hand is
so you gotta stay. You gotta, yeah.
I gotta commit to this conversation.
It's honestly disrespectful if you don't stay after that.
I feel like
two hand grip.
Leaving family's house is the hardest shit ever.
Oh,
just
man.
Trying to say goodbye to family and shit. All right,
you
I'm gonna go now. Oh, you're gonna go now? I'm like, yeah, I just kind of
so soon. Like, oh, it's been 8 hours.
Just gotta cut.
I gotta kiss all my aunts
out the garage. You know,
honestly, yeah,
out the garage.
I can't do that. I gotta kiss all my aunts.
Cheers,
all my uncles.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Yo, I thought it was a shot.
Yeah, shot.
Nah, bro, I'm drinking water, guys. Abs in 7.
Yeah, this is orange juice.
Yo, this water is sick.
It's about to turn into like that Nori podcast, eh?
It's a lot of pulp. Fuck.
Yo, the pulp does. The pulp gets
burns
you.
My chest.
Who's drinking Hennessy? I thought we had water.
Dude, my shit is, yeah. That's
my shit water. Who's drinking
no,
Hennessy?
No, I'm definitely drinking Hennessy. That's Hennessy in my cup. Yeah, I don't know what Hennessy is.
All right. But, yo, we got one more topic and then I got to cut. Huh?
You got the topic?
No, I don't got it.
You said it like you got it.
No, yeah. You interviewed.
Like you wanted to talk.
You interviewed.
No, we don't interview
it's
anyone.
Not an interview.
No,
it's an interview. It's a conversation.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a conversation, Jolly.
You guys, yo, you asked me some questions, you fuckers. What?
Yeah, ask me
yo,
some,
ask me some shit, bro.
Yo, why are you so tall, bro?
Yeah. Yo, my fucking grandfather's like, my great grandfather's like 9 feet.
Your great grandpa?
For real? Yeah. 9?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he was a fucking giant.
So he's hands down the tallest man alive, alive? Yeah, or is the tallest man like 10'3"?
Actually, I got a fucking topic. DJ Khaled's mad sour with this.
Oh, I seen that.
With this fucking Tyler Creator shit.
Seen
he's
that.
Like,
what happened?
Basically, he was upset that he didn't get number one. Tyler got number one. He got number two.
Igor.
And Igor is a great album, but you said meh?
Who's no, this is, he said meh.
Oh,
I didn't say meh. I said
No, you said
I heard
man.
It.
I heard a man.
Yeah, you can run it back. Yeah. It's gonna sound like a man.
It's cool. It's a good album. It's a good album. It's a good album.
But yeah, so album. Basically, DJ Khaled.
Tommy, where's your album, by the way?
Where's my?
Yeah, you do it,
huh?
Fucker.
Where's your album?
My album?
Huh? Where's your album?
What are you talking about?
See?
Okay. Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Coming soon. Don't worry. I'm out here.
So DJ Khaled was mad he didn't get number one, and I guess he went on Instagram and he was like appearing very salty, just saying like, "Yo, you know why I make music? So it can be played on the radio." Yeah, you know, so it can be played here. I make great music. But apparently, homeboy stormed to Epic Records and threw like a whole fucking tantrum.
Eesh.
And they're like, yo, you guys are fucked. And just saying like all this crazy shit. And they're like, yo, there's a bad side of Khaled. You don't know. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of fucked. But he threw a temper tantrum and it is what it is.
What happened to being positive?
Yeah. Epic Records, own like they're both signed to Epic Records. So
Epic
they're
Records.
Like, Epic, the fucking water.
Yo, speaking of Epic Records, you're yo, just shout out Bobby Epic Shmurda live performance in the office.
At Epic
That's
Records.
That's one of the best.
Yo, it blows my mind how comfortable he was.
One of the best.
Yo, actually, Bobby shout out Epic Records because right now they got Modi from Epic Records is in Toronto.
Toronto, I'm talking
you
to
know?
Him. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You talking to him?
Yeah,
you talking to Modi too?
Okay.
Oh, you guys know him?
No,
you
know him?
Modi, yeah. Nah, I just... LinkedIn
right just now?
Who?
Yeah, not in real life, but
oh, for real.
I met him. Yeah. He was here. Yeah. I met him back in like a All-Star game. All-Star when
2016.
Yo, All-Star. Shout out! Shout out
my
out
man Modi.
Modi,
it is. Yo, that's enough topics for the day?
A lot of name dropping. I like it.
We had brunch, you know.
Yeah. Did we?
Yo, I got chicken souvlaki in my veins.
Oh, yeah. We did have a fried chicken souvlaki. That is why we are late.
That's why you guys are late?
Yeah. Yo, what's that Egyptian spot that you guys took me to?
Yo, not on here.
Not on here.
Yo, it's too crowded already, man.
I can't expose my spot.
So good, though.
When they expand, I'll say
Nah, they're never going to expand. It's going to
be
a second spot?
Yeah.
He actually texted me last night saying he's expanding.
It's far
where?
The greatest mom. I'll talk to you.
Can't show you guys.
Yo, show me.
But yeah,
the fucking point is, though, we have a team to go support. We have a fucking W to go catch.
Yeah.
A dub on the dubs.
Basically, hold on. You guys think Kevin Durant's coming back? You think it's going to change it?
Yes.
It's going to change it. But I don't know in a good way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what version of Kevin Durant are we going to get?
You feel me? He's angry right now. Klay Thompson is very upset.
They're both cheese. Yo, that one clip of Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson talking shit to Drake.
Mm-hmm. Is the funniest shit ever.
See you in the Bay, Aubrey. Yeah. You know what? Why do you say it like that, first of all?
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, like, if you actually look at the clip, like, zoom in a little bit, mm-hmm. and, like, KD's wearing OVO sound pants.
Yeah.
Like... Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing like a Gucci sweater.
Like, first of all, there's OVO sound pants. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, separate.
I'm mad. Those are some sick pants.
And then they make pants for like 7-footers like that, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yo, I have 4 pants because I can't find pants because I'm too tall.
Yo,
I have 4 pants.
I have 4 real pants I can like rely on.
Well, fuck. I think if Kevin Durant comes back, it's going to be too much of a fast paced game. And I think that's when Kawhi Leonard's going to turn on. Because I feel like Kawhi's chilling right now.
Yo, you're looking at your laptop like you're reading notes. But the realest note that you don't have on this is the Raptors are undefeated when Jeremy Lin plays.
Shout out Jeremy Lin.
Jay Lin.
Oh, man. Wishes in the building.
Imagine Jeremy Lin got on the podcast.
Yo, he's our next guest, actually.
Oh, word?
Yeah, thanks for ruining it.
Should I tell him not to come then? Because then...
I feel like he has like a YouTuber like connect kind of thing, you know. You
guys, Jeremy Lin,
yeah. Why? He's like up on like digital shit like that. So I'm pretty sure you guys can get him on this.
Hopefully. I'll beat Jeremy Lin 1-on-1.
Yeah. Yo, I want to see that. I want to see that.
Fatana, don't shake your head. I'm not going to bring up.
Hey, Fatana. Hey, support your man.
I said 1-on-1.
Yo, can you beat him?
Yo, Fatana, you still allergic to chocolate?
Yo, Ben, pour that Henny.
This guy's a party.
One more shot and we out.
Yeah. But yo, you can beat Jeremy Lin 1-on-1, but can you beat Chami the Yami?
Oh, yo, Chami the Yami.
For sure?
Oh,
definitely. For sure. Percentage wise.
Definitely.
Percentage wise. Okay. No, percentage.
I'm gonna put money in there.
99.
Oh my God.
Give me a percentage. I assure you that you
Well, it's 100% because it's already been done before.
No. Yo, real shit though.
History repeats itself.
If we rank the random order guests in terms of basketball skills, I'm probably like
you're up there
second last, you know.
No,
second last.
I'll give you top five.
No, I'm playing it so you look sick if someone sees him in real life. Oh,
yeah, but facts. Who would you say is top five guests?
Marlon is low key nice.
Tyrone can hoop. We saw him at Hershey
That's
that
jokes.
One time.
Tyrone actually used to be my ball coach.
Yeah, he was beasting at that Hershey run.
Yeah.
Who else?
Get this bottle of contact at 4ye.ca out the way.
That's for you.
To put you guys on the spot.
Yeah. I think Marlon. Shit. Marlon and Tyrone can like.
So that's hoop. Two. I said top five.
You said guess. I'm not a guess, baby boy.
So that's three.
Yeah, and I'm a dream guest, so I ain't even part of that.
So what? So Tommy's four. Who's the fifth then?
Does everyone?
I'm not four.
Who's been on the show?
I'm definitely top five.
Ball?
Huh?
Is Ellie ball?
Yo, Ellie got into a fight this one time. We went to a ball run. It's like the funniest shit ever.
I think I almost got into. Yeah, I think I almost got to a fight.
Oh, it was you. Yeah, he was speaking French.
Jimmy can hoop.
Meech can hoop. Randy can hoop.
Randy can hoop.
Moshe can hoop.
Bro, I feel like I've seen Randy hoop once and he never tried.
Julian can hoop.
Oh my bro, God, Randy bust my ass, bro. Like yeah, that guy. Pause. He's nice. He's
it's fun to. Randy hoops like an uncle. Huh?
Like yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but like hoop, the nice uncle. Yeah. But what would you rank Danny though? What would you rank Danny?
Danny is just like annoying. You know,
he's the white JYD in my opinion.
The white version?
Yeah. Cause he's just mad aggressive and just hypes you up. And then he'll give you a 1-2. He'll give you a basket.
I don't see color, so it's just JYD.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like I could stop Danny.
Hey, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Who else you got on this?
Danny, Randy.
Cut all of that out, bro.
Just Rain. Y'all throw me over. Shoot.
Just Rain.
Yo, boy got a shot.
Boy got a shot.
I'll block the hell out of Just Rain.
Tommy, you rate yourself number one on this list?
No, I'll give myself top five, though, 100%.
Top five?
100%.
100%, okay. Top five.
All right.
Yo, he's very sure about that. He practically 100%. Put that whole
thing in. Because I've seen Randy. I've seen Marlon.
Randy's nice, though.
I know they have better ball handling skills than me. But no one got a better jump in than me. That's
Nobody.
Nobody on the guest list that came through Random Order got a better jump in than me.
Okay, on that note, let's do this last shot. Let's get out of here.
Holy shit, this is a big shot.
Yo, guys.
You poured it yourself?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Cheers. It's one tap.
Oh, we'll do the outros. Fuck.
Air cheers. Mm.
Mm-hmm. That was fun, yo. Thanks for having me.
All done.
Yeah, woo. Shit. Hey, thanks for coming on the show. We'll do this.
So much sugar in this juice.
Oh, God. Damn it. We'll do this again next time.
Someone put salt in my water?
Judge Tycho season 2. When's that?
Season 2. Shit.
Just now?
Mm-hmm. Just now. What did we say? Soon come?
We said just now.
I thought we already had. I thought we already did 4 episodes already done. I'm joking.
Don't put me on a spot like that.
Yo, actually, when it comes down to like everything I've ever done as like a producer, the number one thing people hit me about is like Judge Tycho. Like actually, yes. Like they always hit me like, "Yo, when's Tycho coming out?" Like, it's crazy.
I got stopped in the bar once, and some man was like, I was like, my boy introduced me to him. I was like, "Oh, sick, what's up?" He's like, "Yo, I seen you on Tycho. Don't worry."
Oh,
I was like,
"I always assure you."
People forgot to actually watch this stuff all the time. Yeah.
What was your name, Chester?
Yo, I'm Chester. Chester.
He looks like a Chester. Chester.
Yeah,
Chester.
Definitely
a Chester.
I'm a quality human being. I can.
Tommy was like the. He was
the
like,
best churchy.
Yeah,
yeah.
He looked like a Best Buy employee, but I rated. Yeah.
Bro, it was the
that's
button
a sick
up.
Role, actually. Yeah. Fuck,
it was the button up.
Yeah,
it was the button up.
Okay, let's
go. Yo, Tommy in a button up, you can't stop him. Yo, you guys, you know what it is, man. It's your boy Jay. We out of here. Yeah. Yo, the Raptors got game 4, man. It's crazy. This is gonna age so well, so fucking
so
well,
fucking
guys. If you're listening, subscribe to the Random Order YouTube channel to watch the video and see the shit blow up and shit. Listen to us on the listen to us on the Apple Podcast app and leave a good review and say good shit. Leave 5 stars. We're on Spotify, Google Play, and SoundCloud. Yo, 4ye.ca. We got some samples.
Yeah, we got some samples and so
Yo,
some new, you know what I mean? Material.
Yeah,
yo, Tommy, shout out your what's your fans only, bro? Shout it out. What's your fans only, bro?
We'll drop Tommy's fans only in the bio. Y'all
go check fans that only. Out.
Yeah.
Yo, we need a quote of the day before you get out of here.
Give me something.
Quote of the day.
Quote of the day. Yeah.
Before you get a quote of the day, you got anything to say? You know, go check this out. Da, 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 da.
Check what out.
You got to tell me.
Oh, fuck. What do you want first? Quote of the day or?
Quote of the day's last.
Quote of the day last.
Plug your shit.
Plug my shit. Yo, actually, one of my tweets went viral off you guys last week.
For real?
That shit was crazy.
Which one was it?
It was like, the Raptors are like 1-0 in the finals. And then it was like a Tycho screenshot. And it was like Toronto lingo in anger or whatever. That shit went crazy. My battery is up in like, I don't know, an hour. You know what I mean? Like, jeez. Notifications was crazy. So I didn't even like tweet it properly because you know when your shit goes viral and you got to promote something after.
Yeah.
Does that ever work though?
I don't know, but I didn't do it because I was scared.
But I always rate it when someone's promote, like, you know? "Check my SoundCloud."
Yeah, I just
thanks for all the love. Check my SoundCloud.
It's good.
Sometimes
I check it out, but yeah. Like, what's the fun quote of the day, Tommy?
Oh,
quote of the day. What's the quote of the day, Tommy?
Go listen to the 30 minutes of Young Thug flowing for the rest of his 30 minutes.
Go do that.
That's it.
I guess.
The chocolate ones.
Oh, yeah, the chocolate one is, Uncle Duties.
But he's with us in spirit.
Yes, sir.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.